Mothers are so vital to us, not only by what they do for us and help us, but because God works through them to express His love. You know, we live in a society, in a world where people don't honor women. They look down on women. They use women. And in thinking about that, I was asking the Lord, what do you want me to talk about? And it came into my mind that God loves and honors women. And that's the whole point of this message today. I don't care how old you are or how young you are. God wants us to honor and to love women because that's what He does. And God's ways are the ways of life. Opposite is the way of death. I can remember well when I worked in a high school. In fact, I worked in several high schools, and it really touched my heart and troubled me how women, especially young teenage girls, were treated. And I would walk down the hall and I would see certain things and I would intervene. I would say something. It may have not been school policy, but it was hard for me to see how women and girls were put down and used, made fun of, etc. And they seem to have no self-worth and value. I'm here today to tell you, I don't care if you're 8 or 85, that God loves you. And then you have worth and value that is incalculable. You can't add up how great you are because of the great God who loves you. And I hope and pray that if you are a young person or an old person, you will not follow the way of this culture that puts people down. You have value that you have not even fathomed. On this Mother's Day, I want to give special honor to my mother, who obviously has gone to be with the Lord, and I'm sure glad she is. She believed in God, and she taught me, even as a teenager, even before I was a teenager, to honor women, to pull open the door for ladies, to put the chair there for ladies. And I think my wife, I don't know if she remembers, but as she sits across from me now, we've been married 56 years. And I believe that one of the reasons we have been married for 56 years is that God has empowered me and my mother taught me to honor women, to treat them with respect and value. And I'm speaking to all the young men who hear my voice, value young women. Value your mother and father because it is the promise there that if you honor your mother and father, and I think that promise spans out to others as well, God will bless you. And the whole land, the whole world will be blessed. And the whole world will be changed if we honor and respect one another and not think it's hip to, be all of this and that. Love. See, God loves and honors mothers, women. Therefore, I think we ought to walk in the footsteps of God to honor your mother and father. It might not even be your mother or father. Honor them, for it is the only commandment, in fact, with a promise. You want to be blessed? Then bless and love women, respect and honor them. And God will see to it that you're blessed. Of the 56 years that I've been married and have had the honor and the privilege to love Katrina, that's the greatest thing of my life, to love her and to know that she loves me. I'm thinking about a song. I thought about it earlier. I like the Elder Joe to play it. I think it's called "You Raised Me Up." Can we play that? She is the wind beneath my wings. Without her, I could do nothing. And then the Lord, of course. Let's play that Bette Midler song on this Mother's Day. I'm going to give honor to her. I thank God for blessing me with this wonderful wife and wonderful mother to our children. This is Mother's Day. This is Mother's Day. And we're blessed to have God as our Father and as our mother. You say, well, how could God be? Because you see, Jesus is God. And Jesus was born by and through a woman. That woman's name was Mary. And God loved Mary. God honored Mary. And we should as well. I'm not talking about the Catholic religion or anything like that. But I'm talking about how God honored. See, he set the example. And he honored Mary to be born of her. He chose Mary to be his mother. God did. And to take care of him. Imagine God needing his mother to change him, to change that dirty diaper. God did that. We don't think that way, though, do we? Oh, well, you know, we go get a pamper or whatever. God. They didn't have pampers in that day. Whatever they could use to clean. Jesus needed to be cleaned. So, oh, Pastor, that's a blasphemy. I want you to understand the importance. It's not blasphemy. The importance of women and the honor that God bestowed upon them. The honor of being born to a human being when you are the God who created the human being. Now that's humility. And that's honor. And that is love. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And when you come to believe in Jesus Christ, the God who wet himself, the God who had to be fed, the God who had to depend on his mother and who loved his mother and honored his mother, so should we. Yes, to our physical mothers, our paternal mothers, and to all women. Here's to you. Here is the glory of God. God glorified. And God gave women the glory of giving birth, his life for all humanity. If you are breathing right now, you are breathing because of God's love. God's love and honor for women. That's why we are alive. I could go on and try to stir you to love, to honor women. I pray, Father, that you would work in the minds and hearts of everyone who hears this to take a different and a valued view of women and to love them the way you did, Jesus. And how you in your love and the Holy Spirit spoke through you and gave honor to your Father. Oh, I could go on and on. But Father, I just ask that you would bring forth this word today. This that seems impossible. This that you did in the womb of a young teenage woman, teenage ladies who are hearing this word, little girls, the God who created you was born just like you and who loves you and want to see you grow up to be a woman of love and honor and respect. Mary was her name, and she was born as a human being. And she carried the very life of God and gave birth to God. What an honor. And so we give all the grace and all the praise to God for his love He loved us so much. His very mother, Mary, was born, gave birth to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for Mother's Day. We thank you for our mothers, and we give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. He loves us. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that good news? Yes, he loves us. Jesus, he gave us his life, his grace. You know, want to know what grace looks like? You hear a lot of us, myself especially, talk about the grace of God. You know what the grace of God looks like? Looks like Mary. Looks like you. Looks like me. For it's the grace of God, God living in us. God loves and honors women. Especially today, I want to focus on Mother's Day, right? And women and mothers. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And he gave us Jesus. He gave us his life. So that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. The life of Christ in us. All because of the grace and love of a woman. Never forget that. But Father, as we go to celebrate what you've done through mothers, and especially our mothers, we ask you to bring these thoughts, these truths into our hearts, and to rejoice in what you've done. And let us love others. Let us give our lives to bring others up, to give them honor to you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And now we're going to have the bread and the wine, the body and the blood of Jesus, which was given for eternal life and for the love of God in us. And so we ask you to bless this bread, and we ask that you would bless this wine, and that as we eat, we would realize that we're eating of the body of Christ, whom you gave life to through a woman, in fact, through a little girl, through a teenage girl, and by the power of your Holy Spirit. So as we eat this bread, let us remember that we're eating of the body of Jesus Christ, who loves us. As we drink this wine, let us again be so thankful that you shed your blood so that you could be born through a woman. Thank you for that love. And help us to share that great love, that great example of your grace. In Jesus' name we ask it. Let it spread to all. In his name we pray. Amen. All right, so let us eat and let us drink while we rejoice with the song entitled, At the Cross, Love Ran Red.
There's a place where mercy reigns and never dies. There's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide, where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. At the cross, at the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in all of you, I'm in all of you. a place where sin and shame.